Welcome to Kitzur BeKitzur. We're up to Siman Kuf Lamed. Hey, the halacha is of living in the sukkah, Sif Vav. Over here, the Kitzur tells us when there's a whole bunch of balabatim, not the in the colloquial sense, but heads of households eating in one sukkah. So there's a few families in one sukkah, and there are different women from different houses, a communal sukkah. They all need to hear Kiddush in order to be Yaitzeh. And if all the balabatim, all the family heads make Kiddush together, it's impossible to hear two voices simultaneously. Trei koli loy mishtame. And then the women are not going to hear Kiddush properly. Therefore, it's far better that each one makes their individual Kiddush. One after the other, not in unison. If they make Kiddush simultaneously, so if there's no one who needs to be Yotze in their Kiddush, if one person finishes his Bayah Pri HaGefen first, or any of the other brachas in Kiddush, and then the guy next to him finishes his bracha, the first one should not answer amen to the other one's bracha, because amen is a hefsek between making his Bayah Pri HaGefen and actually drinking the wine. The Olam is noyeg to wait for the person next to him to finish saying his Kiddush, answer amen, and only then drinking. But that is not the halacha. It would be better for them to all say Kiddush simultaneously and then drink together simultaneously without having saying amen as a hefsek between their bracha and their drink. Next, the Kitzur says that on the rest of the nights of Yom Tiv, after the first days, there's no chiyuv to eat in the sukkah, unless you want to eat a set meal, or you want to go to sleep. Then you have to eat or sleep in the sukkah. What's considered an achilas keva? What is a full meal? The Kitzur says it's bread larger than the size of a kabeitza. That's considered a set meal, even if he doesn't sit down to eat it like a meal. And even if it's paskisnin, cookies, crackers, mezoinos, if it's bigger than a kabeitza, that must be eaten in the sukkah. It has the din of an achilas keva. So to any cooked dish made of the chamishas mine dogon, the five types of fish, the five types of grain, if this dish is bigger than a kabeitza, and in this case he actually makes it into a meal, even though it's not bread, but it's bigger than a kabeitza, and he's making it into a meal, then he's chayiv to sit in the sukkah. And he must make a leishiv sukkah on it. However, fruits or shahakol items, that you're allowed to eat outside the sukkah. So to wine or other beverages, meat or cheese, that is allowed to be eaten and drunk outside of the sukkah, even in large quantities. However, that only is true when he's not being koveya. He doesn't make it into an eating or drinking session. But if he wants to drink wine or something else in a set way, then he would have to drink the wine or whatever other drink, or eat whatever dish this is, even though it's not mezoinus or hamoitzi. If he's sitting down for it, koveya suda, then it must be eaten in the sukkah. The Rama is makel about this. Mishnah Berurah brings down a number of poskim who are machmir, like the Kitzur, regarding drinking wine in a kavua setting, especially with other people. When it comes to other drinks, not wine, beer or soda, Mishnah Berurah has a more lenient stand, but still advises not to drink them in a kavua diga way without making a leishiv sukkah on bread or something to be moitzi it. There are a number of other paiskim who say that it is best to be a machmer when it comes to eating meat, fish, or cheese outside the sukkah. Bekavius. If first you make a hamoitzi, then you're definitely chayev in making a bracha leishiv sukkah, and then you could eat those foods afterwards. This is all me'ikar hadin, however. If someone wants to be machmer, I believe the Gra did this, he would not eat or drink anything outside of the sukkah. And Harezim Meshubach, that's a good move. Next, the Kitzur says that even taking a small nap, any sleep, requires, halachically, must be done in the sukkah. And this is what people who are medaktik b'mitzvahs, even when they take a little nap, they make sure it's in the sukkah. Nowadays, many people have the minug to be more makel about sleeping in the sukkah. And the Chachamim write, give us a number of rationales why this is the case, you know, just to be melamed zchus on us. The Rama says it's often very cold, where it can cause tzar, or secondly, the mitzvah of sukkah is to live there the way one does the rest of the year. And that would mean, for someone who's married, to be living in the sukkah with his wife. And the sukkah, in general, does not provide enough privacy. And therefore, that would exempt him from sleeping in the sukkah. So there, kafidas, there's less of a heter for a bachur than for a married man. However, the Kitzur says a Yirei Shemayim should be machmir and build his sukkah in a way that he can live in there with his wife, just like he lives in his house the rest of the year, if it's possible. At least the bare minimum is that it should be made, the sukkah should be built so that he would be able to sleep there alone. And if that's not true, then the sukkah's puzzle. There has to at least have the capability of sleeping in the sukkah. You have to be able to eat and sleep in this sukkah. If you can't, then it's not a kosher sukkah, even bidyeved. Thank you for learning with me. Have a wonderful day.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.